Father God, we come before you and we thank you for your love. Thank you for caring for us before we even knew you. And thanks for providing a plan to draw us back into a relationship with you. Father, the words that are said this morning, may they be from you and not from me. May they be received as from you and not from me. In Jesus' name, amen. What is sin? Okay, I'll try that as a question. What do you think sin is?
Yeah. One of the definitions I like was anything that separates you from God.
Yeah. Fairly good. Anyone else? Herbert. You're predictable. Anyone else? What do you think sin is? Yeah. Well, the word that is translated sin is a Greek word, hamartia. And it comes from archery. Now, how many of you played around with bows and arrows in your younger days? What was your accuracy like? Not good? Hamartia literally means aiming an arrow at the target and dropping short of it. And that's the word that is translated sin in the Bible. Now, my knowledge of Hebrew is less than zero. So when I'm researching the Old Testament, I use the LXX, as they call it. The Septuagint, which is a translation around the time of Alexander the Great by 70 Jews into the Greek. Now, an interesting thing. What do you think Adam's sin was? In the light of that definition of sin.
Disobedience.
All men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What do you think the glory of God might be? This is taxing for the mind, isn't it? I put to you that the glory of God is the pinnacle of God's creation. Man. Adam, created by God, formed from the dust of the earth, God said, let us make man in our image. That's an act of love. God's love for his creation. And then he breathed into him, and man became a living soul. He received his spirit from God. The Greek word for breath is the same as spirit, pneuma, from which we get pneumatic, pneumonia, etc. Wind, breath, spirit. The same word. God breathed his spirit into man, and man became a living soul. That, I believe, was the pinnacle of God's creation. Now all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the pinnacle of God's creation. We've missed the target, haven't we? We're severely missed. We don't stack up against Adam as he was created before he fell. Now, the wages of sin is death. Interesting word is there to text. I'll go back to the Greek again. There's two words used for death. There's nekros, which we understand necrotic, necrosis, rottenness, physical disintegration. There's also Thanatos. And Thanatos has the concept of separation. Now, in the LHX, when God said to Adam, in the day that you eat of it, you will die, the word used there is Thanatos. In the day that you eat of it, there will come a separation. Now, part of that, Adam and God walked in the garden of the two of the Eve. They walked together, they communed together. Because Adam was created for relationship with God. But after eating, he hid himself. He separated himself from God. That separation came in. And God confirmed that separation by casting him out of the garden. Adam entered death. Thanatos. Separation. Ezekiel says the soul of sinner shall die. Thanatos shall be separated. So sin is something that separates us from God. Very much so. Now, when God gave the Israelites the pattern for the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness, there was a curtain separating off the Holy of Holies. God was confirming there that there was this separation that had to be maintained because of man's sin. We come through to the New Testament. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying for his Father, the agony of what was ahead of him. Father, if it be possible, let this pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He knew about the crucifixion, but that wasn't the agony of soul. He knew that he was going to be taking that separation of mankind and restoring relationship to God. And on the cross, he calls out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The first time in all eternity, he's separated from his Father. Just imagine how that would be. So much so that God turned his face away and darkness came upon the earth. Now you can't say it was an eclipse because the eclipse lasts a few minutes. And this was the time of the Passover, which is a new moon. So it's impossible to have an eclipse with a new moon. It's scientifically impossible, isn't it? God turned his face away. And there was darkness over the face of the earth for about 3 hours. Then Jesus calls out and says, "It is finished. It is finished." And at that point, there's a massive earthquake. And the veil of the temple is torn in two from top to bottom. It is finished. The restoration of relationship between God and man is restored. And the destruction of the veil of the temple confirms that there is no longer a separation. And Paul, in giving instructions about communion, says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth the Lord's death until he comes. Guess what word he uses? Thanatos. You show forth the Lord's separation for sin until he comes. Yes, he died. He died physically. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That fulfills the law of God. But by taking that thanatos that was ours upon himself, he showed the grace and the love of God. So what is sin? Yes, it's something that separates us from God. It's us missing the target. But by the grace of God and his love for us, he provided a way of restoration back into relationship with him. And what he wants from us, every one of us, today, and every minute of our lives is a life in relationship with him until he calls us or until he comes. Father God, we thank you and we ask that you build in us that relationship that Jesus purchased for us. To restore us into that relationship with you. Let us live in your grace, your mercy, and your love until he comes. In Jesus' name.